The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Well, cold conditions are expected to continue overnight with further weather warnings in place across the country. A large number of schools were closed today, particularly across the northwest, and there are concerns that those closures may continue. To discuss all of this, I'm joined by meteorologist with Met Éireann Liz Walsh and independent councillor for Donegal County Council, Niamh Kennedy. You're both very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Niamh, I'm going to come to you because you're in Killybegs in the south of Donegal. Beautiful part of the world. I'm sure the view from your window today is stunning. Can you paint a picture for me?
Well, I'm looking at a very white big garden at the moment. No sea views here, unfortunately, but look, it's beautiful to look at and it's lovely, and we're blessed to be able to be inside looking out at it. But unfortunately, a lot of people can't do that and they don't have the privilege of sitting in home on a day like today.
Have you been able to leave the house at all today, or are the majority of people in the area housebound because of the weather conditions and perhaps the road conditions?
The main roads are perfectly fine. You'll find that on the regional and national roads are all perfectly fine. But because you're living so rurally, if you're living in the country at all, it's really, really difficult to get out. I haven't left today. I'm lucky I didn't have to. I can work online. But I know that there's an awful lot of people out there that can't and have to get up and go into work. And I suppose thinking of the schools and everything as well, Ciara, the fact that the schools are closed, parents are sitting at home waiting on a call or waiting on a text message to come through to say, are the schools going to be open tomorrow or are they going to be closed? So it's very uneasy for parents with young children to think that they're going to have to get out to work. And if school is off, where do the parents put the children? So you're lucky, as I say, if you can work from home, but if you can't, you know, it's a real predicament that people are left in with these warnings and notices as well. So, and it's also a predicament, obviously, on the schools as well, on the principal and the board of management to try to decide, should we open the school, yes or no sort of thing, and it's their call. So it's quite a difficult decision to have to make sometimes.
So how widespread were the school closures? And given the conditions that you see at the moment, are you expecting to get that text that the school will remain closed tomorrow?
Well, depending, I suppose now, I suppose we'll wait till 6 o'clock to see what the next forecast will come our way or what alert we'll receive. But I do know that today now that all the secondary schools were closed, all the national schools were closed around here and throughout other parts of County Donegal. So, yeah, and indeed Northern Ireland as well has been fairly hit as well. So we're just going to have to wait and see. And it's difficult because you see parents putting up messages on social media, you know, on maybe a local site. Is the schools open tomorrow? What's happening? You know, how are we going to manage this? Is the buses running? Has the roads been gritted? Are they salted? You know, the local roads obviously can't be, so local people have to go out and do that themselves. You know, and there's salt piles here and there and grit piles. But yeah, it's more difficult, obviously, when you're rural and you're not, you don't step out and there's a bus in front of you. It's very, very difficult to try and gauge what you're going to do next. But when you once you get onto those main roads, Ciara, it's fine. You know, they're well treated.
Now, I know because I have a lot of friends still in Donegal with school going age. I know the WhatsApp group was alive last night, generally with crying face emojis when the text came in from the school to say that it was closed today. A lot of parents looking forward to getting their children back to school, back into the routine. Mm-hmm. But as you say, one of the real difficulties is for parents who are trying to work from home when there are children off, particularly when those children are stuck indoors. What was your own situation? What age are your own children today? And how difficult is it then when suddenly they're at home for the day?
Well, luckily I'm not in that position now. They're all gone. They've all flown the nest. But I say that neighbours and that and my sisters and all that have that problem and have that issue. And I think everybody was looking forward to getting back to school after the Christmas break. It was a nice long break for everybody. But I suppose it would have been worse if it was the case that maybe we're all back at work in school for a couple of days and the next thing, bang, again, back at home. So maybe there's a blessing in it at the same time that it's just maybe a day or two after the Christmas break.
Is there a way that the school closure issue could be managed better, do you think, for parents?
I think so. Funny, I saw or heard of a Leitrim councillor today on another radio station commenting on the fact that perhaps the best thing to do would be that something would come out, say, from the department, or maybe when there is an issue, a warning, or a red warning, or yeah, whatever the warning might be, but maybe then it would be a case of, look, let's not just take this chance and let's just say, no, don't travel, and give people that opportunity, the chance to say, look, at 6 o'clock in the evening, if things haven't changed, then let's just say, look, no school tomorrow, because we need to find alternative babysitters, we need to find an alternative way to get to work, whatever it might be. But maybe something along those lines, because we're getting these alerts now a lot more than we used to, and they're great. They worry some people, not so much others. But I think if the alert is there, it'll trigger something and you'd say, okay, we have to make a decision now, and let that decision be a final decision and stop this messing around, because it is very, very difficult for people at work.
So it's the uncertainty that you say that people find difficult, yeah. But then I can imagine the reaction if when you wake up the following morning, the roads are clear, it's a light dusting of snow, the children could have gone to school, and suddenly you have the message from earlier the previous day to say they were closed. They're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, aren't they?
They certainly are. And then when you see, you know, when you're being told there's going to be snow, whatever, and you see a snow plow out and there's a wee skimming on the ground and you're going, oh my God, that just looks awful, because it's just completely what we weren't expecting. We thought we were going to have heavy snow or whatever it might be. But yeah, I mean, look, this is going to be in it. We're going to have to face these and just make a decision for once and for all. Or even if it could be suggested that perhaps the school might open at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if that's possible. It could be very awkward for a lot of people. But even creches and that too is really, really difficult. And again, around a lot of those rural schools and creches, there's a lot of the car parks, they're not gritted, they can be very slippy, the heating system might work when they go in, you know. And I heard actually there recently enough too, some schools were actually sending home notes to parents to bring in some money, and instead of giving the teachers gifts for Christmas, to give money toward the electricity bills, because they're that desperate now trying to keep the heating on, you know. So you just don't know what situation
the schools are facing. All right, let me bring in Liz Walsh here. And we've heard what the conditions are like in the northwest, a blanket of snow. What are they like across the rest of the country today, Liz? And what can people expect overnight?
Okay, hi, Ciara. Well, just like Donegal really has been kind of, out on its own, really, with the amount of snow, snow showers that have occurred, in the last while. There's a bit of snow in Mayo as well, and some other places inland in Sligo and Leitrim. But otherwise, it's basically cold and frosty. And frosts that just, there's been no thaw through the day. Like, you know, certainly here in Glasnevin in Dublin, the lake down in the Botanics is frozen over, so and remains frozen this afternoon. So it's that kind of cold weather, and that's going to continue kind of through tonight. We're in for another cold night, but there is a change on the way early tomorrow morning around 6 a.m. There's a warm front moving in off the Atlantic, and that's going to steadily move across the country through tomorrow morning. So the freezing level will be rising above 800 meters by 9 a.m. in Donegal, and across much of Connacht and West Munster as well. So that means the snow line will be moving up. That means there'll be a thaw and a gradual thaw as we go through tomorrow morning, and then that'll transfer eastwards through the rest of the day as we go through the day. And there'll be some rain and drizzle on that front, and it could initially fall as a bit of sleet in it, but you know, the freezing level is rising, so it is going to turn back into rain. So it could be a tricky morning, early on, especially, like, you know, there could be poor visibility from, white precipitation, and it could be icy on the roads. But then it will clear, and that's the message. Like, you know, and certainly, you know, looking at the probs for 9 a.m. tomorrow, like, you know, I just pulled up Donegal here, so like 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. It looks like most of the main roads around Donegal, especially in definitely in the west of the country, west of the county, will be well above, you know, to be up around 4 or 5 degrees. So no risk of ice there. Still a bit icy in the east at that stage, but it's going to be a thaw, and I'm not expecting to see any lying snow by the time we get into the afternoon. Temperatures will be up, you know, around 5 or 6 degrees, which is still cold, but it's not as cold as it has been.
No, that's practically a heat wave, given what we've been experiencing over the last couple of days. So improving slowly tomorrow. The rest of the country, the east, the capital, down around the south of the country, what temperatures should we expect tonight and tomorrow? And what is the outlook for the rest of the week like?
Yeah, so it's a bit mixed. I mean, it's more commoner gardener kind of winter weather. I mean, and like, you know, it's not unusual, like, you know, to get this type of weather in winter. It is winter after all. So, you know, that's something to kind of to say there. But, you know, temperatures tonight in the air, we could get down to -5 again, you know, in some parts of, you know, Leinster and Munster. It's kind of a wee bit less cold up kind of in the northwest. It's kind of more of a 0 to -1 in the air. But that's still because there's lying snow, the ground will be colder. And so that ice, you know, the temperatures could get down to -3 on the ground. And so it's still going to be frosty and icy. But yeah, down to -5 in the air. And then kind of as we go through like Tuesday night, we're looking more of a marginal situation where it's like, you know, 0 -1 to +2 degrees. And then that's kind of similar for Wednesday night as well. And there's just kind of but we're kind of looking at like mainly dry weather, you know, after the kind of the rain pushes through tomorrow. Like, you know, there'll be a few showers out west, but a lot of dry weather overall through like Wednesday and for Thursday. But then there is a bit of uncertainty about a low pressure system, and we're not too sure where that low pressure system is going to go. So like there's and potentially there's impactful weather with that. But that impactful weather could impact Ireland, it could impact England, it could impact France. So, you know, there's still a bit of uncertainty.
Too
early to call there. But there could be, there's something around Thursday, but it could be just another dry day and just maybe just a bit of frost and ice, but not like, you know, the -6s that we've been seeing. You know, it'll be more like the marginal kind of -1 to -2 degrees kind of situation, which is fairly manageable. We're used to that. We've had a couple of nights, you know, before Christmas, so where it was like that, and there weren't any issues.
All right.
So that's pretty much it. As we get through tomorrow, and then we just have to wait and see now towards the end of the week, around Thursday, Friday. There could be a hard frost on Friday night, but we'll wait and see on that as well.
Okay, so a hard sort of 24 hours, little less perhaps. We'll get a reprieve for a few days, and then perhaps we'll get another update from you a little later in the week, see what that outlook at the weekend. Okay, well, -5 in the capital tonight. I say dangerous driving conditions, so a warning to everybody to be safe. And if we do get any update on any of those school closures, we will let you know. Thanks to both Liz and to Niamh.